It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some delinquent renters in Colorado could be evicted next month as courts reopen and the state's temporary ban on evictions expires this week. But state lawmakers are working to extend protections against evictions and foreclosures. Democratic State Senator Julie Gonzalez.
The ball is now in our court for us to respond and say what will be our policy decisions moving forward to protect both residential renters and also small businesses.
Gonzalez is urging the governor to extend the eviction ban. The state legislature is back in session. CPR's Ben Berklin reports majority Democrats plan to introduce new bills to try to address the pandemic.
They want to expand unemployment insurance benefits, require companies to let workers accrue a minimum of 48 hours of sick leave, and add whistleblower protections if employees complain of unsafe work conditions.
Lawmakers return to the state capitol Tuesday, now doing business under new social distancing procedures. State officials gave an early look yesterday at how Colorado's 900,000 students can return to school in the fall. Education Commissioner Katie Anthes says districts may need to prioritize who comes in for in-person learning.
If you need at-risk students more in-person learning, you know, you may need to prioritize those, or younger students who maybe don't do as well online or remotely.
The state guidance has recommendations for health screenings, cafeteria operations, and school buses. Manitou Springs is considering a paid reservation system for its popular but temporarily closed incline hiking trail. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Trying to do something about overcrowding at the incline has been a topic of discussion in Manitou Springs for a decade now, and the idea of an online reservation system predates the COVID-19 pandemic. But city staff say the coronavirus closure provides an opportunity to more seriously consider implementing such a system to expedite a safe reopening. The proposal suggests a $5 to $10 fee to use the incline and allowing between 25 and 49 hikers on the trail an hour during the state's current safer at home coronavirus guidelines. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Manitou and Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today near 80, a little cooler tomorrow, then warmer for the weekend. This is CPR News.